You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Dr. Adrienne Denese on the line, MD and PhD, and she is the founder and CEO of Skin Science Labs, and her brand is Dr. Denese Anti-Aging Skincare.
Yes.
Dr. Denese, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so excited to be here. That's wonderful. What a great way to spend a Friday, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. And I love your background. So festive. This is 2021. We're in December recording. I'm like, it's just amazing.
Thank you very much. Well, we put a lot of thought into the presentation because it's always so important.
And I would expect nothing less. I've checked out your skincare line. I see what you're doing. I see some of the very unique benefits and just the way I guess for the layman's out there, she puts the good stuff in the product. And we'll go into what the good stuff is and why you put a lot of thought into that and what that looks like as well. But we'll start this show like we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Adrienne, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission here. Adrienne, what mission matters to you?
My mission is to give you top of the line, luxury, best of science skincare at a price that nearly anyone can afford. Skincare, good skincare is a right. It's not a privilege.
Amazing. And I love bringing mission-based individuals, entrepreneurs, executives on the line to share why they do what they do. And your passion for skincare, I mean, this goes way back. So maybe let's just start a little bit more about your background and really how you got started as an entrepreneur. So tell us a little bit more about your story, please.
Love to. See, I came from communist Hungary. I escaped from communist Hungary a while ago, a long time ago. Yeah. When I was 9, during communism, my aunt began to make skin creams. Mm. You couldn't walk into a store and buy skin cream during communism at that time, especially. Yeah. It was impossible. It didn't exist. Mm. So she began to make skin creams. And of course, I was very curious. I was right behind her and filling the jars and putting the labels on very carefully. Loved it. I was so excited. And then at nighttime, the ladies came, knocked on the window. Do you have that miracle cream? Could we have some? And I just didn't, I was 9 years old. I didn't understand, didn't really comprehend. Why is it so important to put that cream on your face? Now I know. But I just knew that this is very, very significant. Everyone took it extremely seriously. Anyway, so this is how I got started. I had most of my schooling, actually high school, in Hungary during communism. It was very, very hard to live there. Mm. It was bleak. It was kind of gray, very oppressed, very sad. No one could speak their minds. You could not have your own opinion. You had to read the newspaper and then you knew what the official opinion was. And then you had to reflect that. Mm. It was very hard for me to live that way. It really was. I craved freedom of speech, as corny as it sounds. It is so precious. We don't even realize that. So anyway, so the only good thing about communism was that education was taken very, very seriously. Yeah. Schooling was excellent. The teachers were very dedicated. When you went to school, you had to discipline yourself and you studied your heart out. And there was a really, really positive thing about communism, but that was it. There was no entertainment. There was no music. We didn't have parties. You couldn't go shopping. There was nothing to buy. There was really no life to my little existence as a kid other than study. So that's what I did. And I actually, it was a very good thing as it turns out.
What an amazing story. And when I think about, and when I think about a story of how somebody falls in love with skincare or falls in love with things like that, for you to see it at such a young age, to see, I mean, I've interviewed a lot of people and examined a lot of skincare lines, but I think part of the reason that your skincare line is so special and some of the things that makes it different is that story. Because as you're going through and as you're developing the formulas and things like that, which we'll talk about, like you're doing this from the standpoint of like, how can you help? Like, how can you
exactly
help? You were seeing this at a young age.
Exactly. Now, when I came to the United States, well, that was another story. I came here, I arrived literally with $40 in my pocket.
Wow.
I thought that was a lot of money because in Hungary, that was a lot of money at the time.
Yeah.
And then I find out that the car ride, the taxi ride from the airport is $40. So that took the wind out of my sail, mind you.
Oh.
And then it was like the deepest poverty you can possibly imagine, mm-hmm. any kind of odd jobs, whatever mm-hmm. it took. But ultimately, I actually got into Cornell Medical School on a full
Amazing.
Scholarship. And that, when I got that notification that here it is, we would love to have you come September.
Wow.
That was the turning point in my life. After that, I knew that now I can really live the life that I just live up to my potential, yeah. hopefully. So that's how I got started. And I loved medical school. I loved to study. It was not an alien concept to me coming from where I was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
For me, it meant nothing that you just sit in the library until midnight and then you go yeah. home, get up at 6 and do the same thing. For me, that was normal.
Wow.
For somebody else who was born here and was a bit more spoiled, that would be a dreary yeah. existence. For me, that was just the way it is. So I finished medical school, did residency, and then I opened up my own practice. Mm. It was an anti-aging practice. I was one of the first physicians who focused on anti-aging
wow.
because I was an older medical student, to be honest, because mm-hmm. I had so much struggles with all my odd jobs. By yeah. the time I got there, I wasn't exactly college age. So for me, that was chief concern. And I figured that, well, if I put my little practice in the middle of Manhattan,
yeah.
on Fifth Avenue and 72nd Street, there must be some people who will wander in and would like to change the course of the aging process. So
absolutely,
completely right. So in like 3 months, the New York Times came to my door. I was doing
wow.
a very special hormone replacement at that time. And it became actually I became you know, New York Times had this supplement, the Metropolitan Supplement, and I was on front page with my anti-aging
Amazing.
practice all of a sudden. So that was, I didn't even realize the depth of that event, because after that the phone just rang and I was like, I was on maybe
wow.
30 different television shows and newspapers. Good Morning America called the next day, then 2020 mm-hmm. called the next day. It was like the floodgates. But
yeah.
of course, it was really important because I did have a very strong message and mission. And for me, that's what matters. So one part of my mission, you know, remember it was top of the line, luxury, best
yeah.
of science skincare at a price that nearly anyone can afford.
Mm-hmm.
That is really important to me. Why? Because I was so poor when I came.
Yeah.
You have no idea the destitution, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just hand to mouth for a very long time, for quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
It didn't break my spirit because I knew that I would get into mm-hmm. medical school and I studied so hard. Mm-hmm. I knew that my life was turned around. So I always had hope, but
yeah.
But I tell you, being as poor as I was, it was a very good lesson. Very, very mm-hmm. good lesson. Anyway, so that's how I look at it.
I want to take a step back. No, this is yes. amazing. I love it. And we'll go further down the line, but I do want to pause here for a moment because, you know, there's some entrepreneurs, there's some people that'll be watching this right now or, you know, in the coming months and in the future. And, you know, we're still at the tail end of this pandemic. So we're
yes.
in 2021, December. It hasn't been, you know, the best year and a half, 2 years for many entrepreneurs out there. I mean, last thing that happened like this, I was not not related to pandemic, but just in general, something that shook up the world, I would argue would be like a 2008, the housing crisis. Before that, the tech wreck, 2002. And there's always these kind of little pockets of time where people have to pivot. They have to figure out how to survive. They have to, if they're entrepreneurs and they have businesses, they have to figure out how to keep the doors open, how to make payroll, like all these different things. What kind of things would you tell maybe some of the people out there that are kind of maybe going through that struggle right now?
Wow. The most important lesson for me was focus on the product. Focus on what you are giving to your customers. Focus on the quality of the product, the innovation in the product. Give them a reason to buy through your quality and your superiority compared to compared to the competitors. And that's the most important mission that I have. That's what keeps me going, because I know that if I serve them really well, they will stay with me. And that's exactly what happened. Even through these very difficult times, women want to take care of their skin. That's just the way it is. Luckily, nature is with me. That's an instinct almost. So I knew that if I just serve them really well, give them good discounts sometimes when you have to, but most importantly, don't compromise the quality. In fact, make it even better than it used to be, and then they will stay with you. So for me, that's whatever product you offer, make it even better. Just go a step further. If you have to take a little bit of a cut, it will come back to you. I know I had to cut back a bit, but now it's paying huge dividends. So you know, you can survive. Of course, you have to be in a business that is kind of universally wanted and not a luxury item, but you know, you make make your own judgment. For me, just your product has to be superior.
Did you ever feel, and kind of sticking into your earlier side of your career, did you ever feel like you know, either from being an immigrant or even a woman back then, like you were at a disadvantage in the marketplace?
Never. Absolutely never. Not at all.
I love to hear that. Tell us why.
It didn't even cross my mind that I should be at a disadvantage as a woman or as an immigrant. I didn't think about it. I always focused on what I had to do. I tried to do it as good as I can. And I never felt discriminated at all. I never felt that men were oppressing me, not at all. If anything, they were very kind to me. And as an immigrant, you know, people like my accent. I hate it, but they love it, so I go with it. You know, it's fine. It really, it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from. It truly doesn't matter. What matters is how you serve people. What do they get? How do you enrich them? How do you make their life a little bit better? And then you have success.
So let's go a little bit further down the line. So you open your, and thank you for sharing that, by the way. It's just, I think your words are definitely will provide a lot of hope to people out there that are, you know, going through some things right now and maybe hopefully on the tail end to, you know, getting back to normal. But that being said, I want to go further along in your journey here. So now you have this practice, it's open up and you're doing well. You have lots of clients getting lots of press and now you're developing the skin line. So tell us a little bit about kind of what went into that thought process.
I love this question. So it was, very simple. So all of a sudden the practice opened up. I became very, very busy. And anti-aging, the various hormone replacements that were brand new at that time, and very, very coveted and really effective. So the closing sentence in almost every case when I met a patient, she said, okay, and then what do I do for my skin, Dr. Danes? That's nice. You're replacing my this and that and balancing my hormones this way or that way. But my skin, what am I doing with my skin? So I said, well, that is a real demand. There's a real need. I remember I just had a flashback all of a sudden when I was 9 years old, the desperate women in the depth of the night because they were not allowed to come during the day. There was a secret. So
What a story. I still can't. It's still hard for me to imagine like the underground road of skincare.
Exactly.
Like, that's how it's true, was. Though. It's true.
That's exactly how it was. So I realized, I thought, I have to do something. I really do. So I hid the books. You know, I'm an MD. This is very important. I have a very classic, strong Ivy League medical school education. Mm-hmm. It helps a lot. Yeah. So I hid the books and talked to dermatologists, and based on what I was seeing in my medical practice itself, I ordered various skincare items. I started with three actually, and they became a huge success. These are very, very special products. Very large, very, very high percentage of active ingredients. Mm-hmm. When I designed these products, I didn't even think about cost. Yeah. I was truly naive. My only concern was, well, what would really, really work here? Yeah. What percentage? So I put exactly that percent. I had no concern about the expense of it.
Yeah.
And it was really a very good thing. So I manufactured one of these products at first. So I had an SUV at that time, and the factory called, well, the product is ready. I said, oh, that's great. I took my car. I figured, well, 5,000 units, they must fit somehow. Maybe I'll go twice, whatever. I will just take care of it myself, like I always do.
Yeah.
So I got to the factory, and then they point to a small hill, basically, in the corner. Those are your boxes. Said, oh my God, what did I do here? This was literally a hill. I mean, it would take a while to climb up. So what do I do now? So I went, found a storage unit nearby, the largest one, and talked to them and found a trucker, and, and we delivered the goods to the storage unit. And then every week I had to go with my FTV, and it was packed full. And I sold the entire car full of stuff by the time the weekend.
Oh my gosh.
So it became an amazing, successful.
Classic entrepreneur story. Really, you're was. Like, wait, you're looking at these pile of boxes. Like, what am I going to do?
Hill. I said, my God, that's the goods. That's 5,000. And it was 100 per box. Oh. So it was remarkable. But it was so successful. People loved it so much. So I made another product. Also, the principle was a huge amount of active ingredients, because that's what talks to the skin. That's what engages the skin. Mm-hmm. It's not the fluff. It's not the scent. It's not the smell. It is the active ingredient. And as a doctor, I put so much. It's truly unprecedented in the industry.
Yeah.
Especially large chemical cosmetic companies, they would never be able to afford these kinds of active ingredients, because they have a huge company to support. I have a handful of people,
and this makes sense. It's really one of those one of those competitive advantages, and the reason why a lot of this is possible too, as you mentioned, is also this direct to market idea. So your time and all the things that you've done, and your expertise, and all these things that you do to bring this to market, and also the reason why you created it in the first place. I mean, it's different. It's different. It builds the story. It's different. And you saw a demand, and these are skincare aside. One of my favorite entrepreneur stories in general is when an entrepreneur sees, you know, a demand, they see something, they see a problem. Somebody else hasn't quite figured out the way they want to figure it out. So then they figure it out. And then the market, I mean, speaks for itself. I mean, you sold that initial lot, and I think you said under a week. So there was obviously a big demand for this.
There really was. There really was. There's always a demand for good quality and for efficacious products. With my products, you actually see a change on your face. It just happens. Very unusual. So anyway, how did I get to? Okay, so my main marketing is through QVC, and I am very grateful for that. I have been with QVC basically next year will be 20 years. So amazing. 19 years at the moment. In 22, it will be 20 years already. So that is a remarkable career on QVC, because QVC is very brutal. In a sense that they are
in a good way, though. In a good way. They have a strong brand, and that brand they have to protect. So they have to make sure that the products they bring on, like, are great products. Like, even just having that bean on that, it gives you a stamp of approval, so to speak. So brutal in a good way. I'll throw that.
Brutal in an excellent way. And I apologize. This is really the wrong word. QVC is all about merit. If you are able to deliver the audience with your product, then you are golden. If you are not, you are gone. So I'm very grateful for that, because it's a proving ground. Mm-hmm. And I love QVC. I dedicated 20 years of my life to QVC. Wow. I could not be more grateful and more happy with the arrangement between us, for them to give me the opportunity to bring my products directly to the customer, so I can directly speak to the customer and understand what their concerns are and respond to it. So that was someone from QVC came to my office when they heard about my product, and they were trying to convince me to go on QVC. And I first said, "Oh my God, there is no way I will go on television. It's too difficult. I will not be able to say anything. I'll be so nervous. How can I possibly go?" And then said, "Oh, you just come, you know, we'll give you a strong host. You don't have to say much. You just smile and look pretty." So finally I went after much convincing, and it was very successful. Right away I sold out the second time, the third time.
Wow.
And then the whole thing just began to blossom. I was very, very nervous at the beginning. I had like nightmares for days before the show, and it was such a suffering. Oh my God, I suffered so badly. But then I began to see that, well, look, just focus, just calm down, and things will fall into place. So ultimately that's what happened.
It's amazing. And so you've mentioned a couple of times, but now let's go further into the products themselves. So tell us a little bit about the product line.
The product line itself, we have 130 plus SKUs, a large number of products. The most important distinction, the most important distinction is that the efficacy, the amount of active ingredients in my line. That's the key. To me, I believe in the strongest. I don't care about the cost. I don't care what it takes. The efficacy has to be there. I insist that when the person begins to use my products, they see a difference. They see a change in their skin. And that's all about the active ingredients, which is all about the science behind these products. So that's really the most important. And I have a remedy for nearly everything, as you can imagine, with such a broad basis of products.
And one quick thing I want to point out here, because I don't want to assume. So meaning when we first talked our first time, and I had to do some research, because even though I use skin products, I use things like, when you say the active ingredients to you as a medical doctor, like, that's common sense. You're like, okay. And I know there's, you know, a ton of products. So there's different active ingredients in different products. However, can you explain to us like that concept and why that's important? The opposite of active ingredients, maybe like fillers, like other things. Like, give us a feel for why that active ingredient component is so important.
It's such a great question, because you're right, I assume. Active ingredients. Okay, so most of what you feel, what you experience with the cream is the fillers.
Yeah.
The active ingredients is a relatively small percentage. If you are looking at inexpensive commercial drugstore kind of lines, then you have maybe 3-4% active ingredients, roundabout, could be 5, could be 2, and the rest is fillers. The fillers make your skin feel very pleasant, and it really gives you the moisturization and protection. Yes, and wonderful smell and color and texture. That's lovely. But where is the result? The result is brought by the active ingredients. So even luxury creams, they are often lacking true powerhouse ingredients in them, and at the right percentages. Some of the powerhouse ingredients are retinol. There's a new version of it that is called Retino-8 that is much superior to retinol, the original retinol, much superior, much more expensive, much superior to it. It changes the course of your skin. It really does. And I use double, sometimes triple the amount, what is normal. And still, this is a very, the reason this retinol 8 is so safe and so wonderful is that it is tested not to be irritating, much less so than anything else in the retinol category. That's an active ingredient.
Yeah.
Super expensive. Active ingredients are, if I can just give you a range.
Please.
$1,000 a kilo, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000. The filler ingredients, $24 a kilo.
Wow.
$12 a kilo.
So without being a medical doctor, without knowing everything about it, it's saying, okay, so which one do you want? Do you want the $1,000 ingredient or the $24 ingredient? Like, and which one do you want more of? And again, this is, I'm just making it really plain because I know there's some guys watching this as well that are like, active what? They and their wives or whoever, they're like, come on, you need some of this stuff too. However, continue. I just had to make sure to point that out.
So that's exactly, so that's what distinguishes good, effective, efficacious, real skincare from the pleasant, good, the feel-good skincare. So mine is not, my skincare feels good, I shouldn't say that. But it's much more than that. It's all about the active ingredients. Vitamin C is another very important active ingredient. You have to put in the stabilized vitamin C, which is exactly 10 times more than the regular vitamin C, but it does so much more. It is vastly more effective. How about peptides? $900 a kilo, $3,000 a kilo. I put in double, triple of what even the manufacturer recommends because I know that I can in that it will not irritate the skin and I know the value to the skin and it's worth it to me because, you know, luckily, I'm fortunate, I don't have to pay for marketing. I don't. QVC does it for me and God bless them. And I am the luckiest person. But that's what takes away from the product quality if you have to market it. I don't have to market it. So all the money goes into the products. That's why the products talk to you and plump the skin and get those lines and wrinkles much better looking and even out your skin tone and refresh the skin. I mean, it's all about science and the active ingredients.
Amazing. And so as this line grows, as this skin line grows, obviously distribution, obviously you still do a lot of press. You're all over the place. I have to ask, as you're developing new products, as you're doing different things, like give us a feel for your vision of where your line goes going forward.
Yes, absolutely. Well, everything that I make is clinically tested, which means that I go to an independent agency who tests the products on 25 people with various instruments. I have a cutometer that tests how tight your skin is. I have sebometer that tests the lipid content of the skin. I have a novometer which tests the level of hydration to the skin. So everything I make is tested first, clinically tested, very expensive, but it's worth it to me. And only those who are testing to me, to my standards, who are testing very, very high and products that give me really excellent before and after photos, they are the only ones who make the cut. Nothing else. I have no fluff products. I am not interested in fluff products. My products have to have to make a real difference to your skin.
Amazing. And just getting a feel for your vision. And really, I guess where I'm going with this really at this point is, okay, of course you have a successful practice, successful skin line. Like what motivates you at this point? Like what motivates you?
Oh, I absolutely love working. I just love it. I thrive on it. For me, this is it. This is the meaning of life. I have no family. I have no children. I had a very hard life at the time when I should have had children. I had existential struggles and medical school there was no room for developing a family, which, you know, I'm very sorry about that, but you know, this is my lot in life and I truly love how my life turned out. I just simply love to work. My vision is to get even better skincare to you. I have some very important ingredients coming into focus. that have to do with exosomes. These are very special cellular messengers that make a very big difference in skincare. That's my next step. And I would love to give you the experience that you start to use my product. And all of a sudden, a week later, you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, what happened? I look so much darn better. What happened? Oh, that must be that doctor. You know, that doctor, the national. That's my dream. I want to make a huge difference in your skin. And it has to be a visible difference, something that just walks off the page.
Yeah. What an amazing story. And I love it. It's a great story. And I get that. I mean, I get your passion for what you're doing. I understand the mission part of this. And I can't even imagine like how many letters, how many emails, the feedback you've received from people. I mean, tell us a little bit about that, because all these years of, I mean, you're changing people's lives here, their skin, their face, like this is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
And for their confidence and all the things, like our face is important. So tell me a little bit just about the feedback that you receive. It must be crazy.
I'd love to. Well, I can give you some numbers. How about that? Yeah, I do.
I'll take it. I like numbers. I like it all.
I have a lot of wonderful, wonderful customers, and we have the phone never rings off the hook, and we have anyway. So we have a lot of success here. But let me give you some numbers. Yes.
Yeah.
So almost 70% of our total income at QVC comes from automatic shipments.
Wow.
People sign up in advance. They see something on television. They see their favorite product. They already know the product. There's a reason for them to buy. Mm-hmm. And they sign up for automatic shipments. Almost 70% of the business is automatic shipments. Mm. That's a huge testimony
Absolutely.
To the quality of the product. Once people start with our skincare, they almost never go away. They just keep going, keep buying, keep loving. It does. It works. Dr. Dinesh, we love it. Don't discontinue that. Then don't discontinue this. Josh, you have to go. Keep going, Dr. Dinesh, because we need you and want you. But that's very important. That's very important to me. I feel that I really have a job here. I have a mission here to not to abandon people who have gotten used to good skincare. By the way, we are clean. We are a clean skincare brand. Mm-hmm. Very important these days. And I'm proudly say that we have been clean for a very long time, but now it's official. We are using only ingredients that are proven to be healthy and protective of you.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, Adrienne, I mean, it's just really been a pleasure having you on the show today, learning more about your background, learning more, of course, about the, like, I mean, I'm still picturing the first day that you rode in your SUV, you get to that warehouse, you see all these boxes and you're like, 5,000 boxes and not know. I mean, classic entrepreneur move. And now, you know, 20 years later, you have an amazing tribe of people that you've helped with their skincare.
And I know you're still
very active and the business is growing. Yes, and there's definitely many more people that you're helping with their skincare. And we're going into the holiday season, into the new year, of course. And I know this is a big thing on people's lists. So how do people connect with the brand? How do they order? Like, give us a feel for that.
I have to tell you something very important about a very important development.
Oh, please.
You know, for me, my icon is Costco. They are doing the best business. Their business model I simply love.
Yeah.
And I have the singular honor of being able to have started at Costco recently.
Wow.
With my top line products. In fact, one of my
congratulations.
Best.
I mean, I know so that's a big brand, and that's another brand. They put their stamp and they allow you to do distribution. I mean, that's just a testament of what you've done. So congrats. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. So one of the ways is Costco right now. It's on in California, in Southern California and in Nevada. So it's a limited distribution right now, but it will expand. That's one. Of course, drdenes.com, that's the ultimate. You will find everything. QVC.com is even better because you have a little video attached to almost every product where I explain what happens, why is it good, what does it do, etc., how to use it. So that people find it very helpful. So, so QVC, wonderful resource. My own website, wonderful resource. And Costco is the emerging giant. I hope it's going to be very, very successful for us.
Oh, that's amazing. And we'll put all those links and all that good stuff in the show notes so that our audience can just go and click on the button and they will click on the link and they'll be able to head on right over and check out the product lines. But I just have to say again, really been a pleasure learning more about you and your story and then also bringing that to my audience. I'm sure you're going to inspire many, many people in addition to helping them, of course, with their skin going forward. So thank you for that.
And thank you.
Absolutely. And to the audience, everybody tuning in, if this is your first time with Mission Matters, to let you know what we do, we bring stories to you that are inspiring, that are educational. We bring mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to share, you know, why do they do what they do? Like what wakes them up in the morning? Like what keeps them going when the times are good, when the times are bad, and everything in between. If that's content that's of interest to you, don't forget, hit that subscribe button. We have many, many more shows booked going out into the future and many more mission-based entrepreneurs coming on, and we don't want you to miss anything. And Adrienne, really, it has been a pleasure, and I look forward to continuing to watch your success.
Thank you so much. I am very, very pleased to have been able to be here, and I'm honored, truly honored, to be able to talk to you. You are so sincere and so wonderful. I deeply appreciate that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.